This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual.
Triple body fat.
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Bisexuality.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexuality.
Joy 94.9.
And welcome to Triple Bypass. We're back. Hooray!
Yay.
You're on Joy 94.9. My name is Christina.
Hi, I'm Anthony.
And I'm Ruby. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we're back again from the week. We took last week off because it was Melbourne Cup Day. And even though I don't like the horse racing, I wanted a night off.
It was fun putting together a show and like listening to all the stuff that we've done. I really enjoyed that, actually. We've talked to some cool people.
We have. So and thank you, actually, Ruby, for doing that. Yes. It was Ruby who put up our little pre-record last week. She does the work, basically, here.
So if you were lucky enough to hear that, you would have heard just how much territory we cover on this show.
Right. Yeah, and it was so we were talking to Kat about books, you know, mm-hmm. Margaret Cho about queerness and bisexuality with James from the Bi Alliance, and I also included the interview with Alex about queer theatre, which was really fun.
Awesome.
Just in case you didn't know, we here at Triple Bypass, we are a bunch of bisexuals who get together every week and talk about stuff.
Is that a collective noun for us? I like that. A bunch of bisexuals.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about this the other day, right? My wife calls me homo, even though I'm not a homo. I'm a bi-yo.
Bimo.
But that's it. It's like, you know, I call my straight friends straighties and I call my wife homo. Do we have like a...
Bunchies.
Bunchies. Bye-byes, I thought.
Bye-byes is cute.
Bizzos. Apparently our producer has heard bizzos. I don't like bizzo because it kind of sounds
Australian,
like...
It's very Australian, isn't it?
But it's also, I got my chillo and my bizzo, kind of...
Wow.
I don't know what that was. I turned 40 in like, you know, just over a month.
Hey, it's all right. Snoop Dogg's over 40, I'm sure, right?
I'm sure he is. I'm sure. He did a Christmas album, man.
He did a horror movie.
Oh, yeah, he did too.
It was like a series of weird short stories.
It was called Bones,
yeah? Yeah, and it was like just songs from like... In his words, the hood.
Yeah. I remember when we used to call him Snoop Doggy Dog. So.
What isn't it? Wasn't he Snoop Lion for a while?
He was Snoop Lion for a while.
I'm really sure that was a thing. He's actually, if anyone watches Epic Rap Battles of History, which are these really great rap battles these guys do online where like, you know, historical figures, he plays Moses rapping against Santa Claus. It's pretty sweet.
That's incredible.
It is. The whole thing's incredible, honestly.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So what a week, hey? Election.
Yes.
Yeah,
a lot happening. American politics.
They'll be at the polls now, I think.
Yeah.
I did a tweet. I did, if anyone has seen, what was that? Pacific Rim.
Oh, yeah.
Today we stop the apocalypse. Come on, guys. Come on, friends. Well, actually, did you see there was a poll that came out, I think, from the ABC showing that if Australians voted in the US election, or if we had that same election here, I think it was like 70% of us would vote support Clinton, 25% didn't know, and 19% supported Trump.
19%.
So, look, it's good to know that while things are getting pretty intense here when it comes to the whole partisanship, we're not that bad yet.
Yeah. We know a dickhead when we see one.
Well, we did vote Tony Abbott. Am I allowed to mention names here?
Yep.
Australian politicians.
He's no longer the president, the prime minister.
We did vote him in, but then we gave him the arse as well, so, you know.
Well, you know, that being said, I have the first election I voted in was actually 2013, because when I turned 18, there wasn't a federal election. I just missed Kevin Rudd.
You know, when you were saying 2013, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, that was last year. No,
that was Gillard. So I've actually realised from that.
Damn, I was like, how old are you?
So from that, I actually realised I've actually never voted in an election where the Prime Minister of the party has stayed for the whole term.
Yeah.
So and so no one who voted for Rudd. So 2007, the election there
Kevin
was a flip.
Seven. Yeah.
So the election before that, which would have been 2003, so 2004, that was the final election where the Prime Minister lasted a term.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something to think about, guys.
It yeah. is, because voting is your voice.
They flip-flop worse than we do.
Yeah, if you want to have a...
Yeah, that's
I
right.
just got it. She made a bisexual joke.
You're welcome.
And if you want to flip-flop along with us, feel free to send your flip-flops through to 0427JOY949, or you can phone in on 1-3...
No, you can't.
We don't have anyone at reception, so forget that. Send us an email on air at joy.org.au.
You can also check out our Facebook page. Just search Triple Bypass at Joy.
You're on Joy.
The best radio station, Joy 94.9. This is Triple Bypass, and you're here again with Anthony.
Christina.
And Ruby.
And this is not only Melbourne, but Australia's own bisexual program. Is that right?
That's right.
This is correct.
There are not many bisexual radio programs in the world, right. Surprisingly.
Ah.
Well, there you go.
Here we are in Australia leading the way.
We are. We're becoming as visible as possible here in Australia.
Given it's radio, I find that is kind of ironic.
I'm very visible on radio right now. Because I know that you're all picturing what I look like. I'll tell you what I'm wearing. Nothing.
I'm always curious about that. Because we have got photographs up. But I know when you listen to the radio, you do kind of like get a mental picture of what the person is like. It's always curious to me.
I've been listening to a couple of podcasts, because I'm into, you know, just listening to people talk. And I always find that the image that I have of the person talking in my head never correlates with their actual photo. And in fact, I look at them and I'm like, that is not you. That is not you talking. That's not what you sound like or look like in my head. Stop.
I've had that with voice actors. Like the guy voices Archer, who's like, and Bob's Burgers. Oh, yeah. Two animations, yeah. So he's like, he voices these, like, you know, like this kind of James Bond-esque guy who's like always like, you know, kind of like making like, Lana, danger zone. And he's like, he's an old man. And you watch, you're like, no, this is ruining everything.
Yeah, yeah, don't look at that.
I feel like that happens a lot here at Joy when you walk through the studio and then you hear a familiar voice because we all listen to Joy. All the time, all the programs. Time.
And you know you can support us becoming a member on our website.
Yeah, actually, do that.
Please do.
www.joy.org.au, just so you know.
Yeah, I thought it might be a good idea to just plug that.
Yeah.
Stick it in there.
I like it.
And then seeing the face of the person who's talking, it's there's such a contrast. I agree with you. There's often, I'm sort of still surprised at how different the person looks compared to the voice that I know. Yeah. But speaking of bi visibility, we had some bi people make themselves very known recently.
Yeah, that's right. So I was at PAX this weekend, which is a big video game convention that came over from the States. And there were, I went to a few panels to cover with Sonia, who does Broad and also Sci-Fi and Scream, which are a feminist and a pop culture program right here on Joy. And the panel for queer, it was called We Can Be Heroes, Queer Identity in Video Games. And there was a panel of five people. And it just so happened that they were all bisexual.
Really?
Really. So there was a trans woman, three cis women, and a cis man, and they were all bisexual, and that was a coincidence that had not been intentional. But it was very exciting.
When does that ever happen?
I was just like, that's more bisexual in one place than what we do.
the bi stars are aligning. I tell you,
a bunch of bis.
I thought it was really interesting because it meant that they were very perceptive of things like, oh well, they're saying gay, but they're not saying bisexuality. And there's this thing in video games where like video games that have romances where you know, there's a bit, like, you know, they don't use the word bisexual for a character that will like you if you're a boy or a girl. It's like player sexual or player attracted.
Attracted.
Well, yeah, because they're into whatever gender you choose to play because they're into the main character. Right. So like, is that bi ratio? Should they be using the bisexual word? So it was really cool. It was very, very cool. A lot of queer gamers, actually. There was a hashtag with a Twitter as well, and that was blowing up during the panel. So really,
awesome.
Really fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Lots about pronouns too, which is really good.
Cool. Well, speaking of like a bunch of bisexuals, we've had a couple of messages in from people giving us some suggestions. One was from Chrissy. Hi, honey. Two-way street.
Yeah.
Two-way street.
Two-way street, yeah.
But then, you know, Ruby
feels a bit limited too.
Well, yeah, because Ruby pointed out that, you know, some of us buys are into more than one gender.
Just a big old lawn.
Just a big lawn. Three-way lawn.
There's not even any pavements.
A paddock.
There's just a paddock.
A paddock.
There's no paths. Just.
Is it a street that just sort of, you know, sort of converges in with a paddock so that you can have.
The street just ends abruptly.
Yeah.
And it's just grass and then you just go for a roll.
And we've got a message also from Alan from Altona. I think you've actually I can't talk today.
Messaged us.
Thank you.
We know Alan.
Thanks.
Hey, Alan. I have invented a new word for us, bibies. It means bi babies. You're among my favourite bibies. I like bibies.
B- Bye, babies. Bibies.
I feel like, you know, it's kind of like bay, bye, bay. Like it's a...
Bye, bay.
Bye, bay.
This is my bye, bay.
Or like almost like bye, bay.
Or my bye, boo.
So, yeah, always the baby noises.
It's starting to sound a little too cutesy for me. I'm sorry, Alan.
Sorry, Alan.
I ruined it. I'm sorry. That was all on me.
And then I think Chrissy just messaged back saying five-way street. Well,
get close, warmer.
Not all bisexuals are polyamorous. Some of us are. Can't say that I've five-wayed any time with anything apart from cats in a non-sexual way.
I was going to say, finish that sentence.
Ew. Yes. No kids, no animals, man. Yeah.
Yes.
And it was really interesting because I think queer girls, especially bisexual women, like there are a lot of girls I speak to who game who are bisexual, and I think because a lot increasing the number of video games now that do have romance allow you to romance someone of the same gender, a lot of girls before they're willing to like consider sexuality get to kind of experience it in a game. And so kind of be like, oh, wait, actually, like I'm not even kidding when I have a few friends who realize they were into girls through a romance in Mass Effect 1.
Really?
When they met Liara. And like, you know, and there's more, and this is not just like one person. This is a few people. This is also, you know, people anonymously posting it, like, you know, where they were like, I'm actually into that. I'm into her. I'm into all of that. And that's like, yeah. Okay. That can happen to guys too. But I think, it was really cool to find that out.
Well, this is just my ignorance about this world. But so is this something that they would be doing, disclosing in front of others that might be looking on and watching them play? Is that the selection of a partner or interest? Or?
You mean as far as like in the community?
Yeah.
Like in a video game community, you'd have different people who would agree with you that was the best person to be with, and people who were like, no, you should have been with that person. But you'd have people of both, like of all genders, supporting all the different characters in different ways.
Oh, okay.
So you generally like, you know, even you'd have like, because like that particular character dated men and women, you'd have a bunch of guys who are really into the character and a bunch of girls who are really into the character. And they generally had kind of different reasons for it. And stuff like that. Yeah,
okay. Like in real life.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Only she's a blue space babe.
Okay.
In real life yet.
Okay. We've had another suggested group noun for bi people, an infinity of bis. Keep them coming.
An infinity. I like that. An infinity.
Guys, if you want to text in your suggestions for what a like nickname for us bisexuals could be, and also a collective noun for a group of bisexuals, like a bunch of bis, please SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on onair@joy.org.au. Where else can they find us, guys?
They can find us on our website, www.joy.org.au/triple bypass.
Also on our Facebook page, if you search triple bypass on Joy. One day we'll get a Twitter too. We've got to go to a break. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy. You're on Triple Bypass here on Joy 94.9. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Christina.
And we're here with your bisexual information, needs and general shenanigans.
Yep. Yes.
We're currently trying to discuss the best collective noun for bisexuals. We've come up with a bunch, kind of like bananas,
mm-hmm.
Which I think works well.
Bunch of bis. We've had an infinity.
Infinity is a lovely word.
I wish there were infinity bis.
But it kind of doesn't roll off the tongue.
Infinity.
An infinity of, yeah, see, it just...
No, it doesn't... No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and also when you try to imagine like a collective group and you say an infinity, it just like kind of immediately just like explodes.
Yeah.
Like the vast universe of bisexuals.
Like, yes. Like if there's more than two bisexuals, there's automatically enough that causes like a rip in the time-space continuum.
Right.
So we can just get a parallel universe where bisexuality is the norm and everyone else is weird.
I actually think that's what this world is anyway.
Sure.
We're just not willing to accept it yet.
I'm willing to accept it.
Yeah, well, again, we're willing to accept it.
I want the government to send us off to an island, us gays and queers and bis and trans, because we would have so much fun.
I don't know. The islands that Australia sends people to aren't that fun.
True, true.
Can we make it Mykonos?
Yeah, sure. Okay, Mykonos. A Mykonos of bis.
That would work. I think the Greeks would approve of that.
Yeah. I'll talk to them.
You have an in, don't you?
Oh, dear. That was
We have talked about it before. This is election week for the United States of
election
America.
Election day. Polls have opened. They've got a lot of really early voting, but this is where everyone else gets to go out there. There's always been... I am, in case you haven't been aware, I am a news nerd and I've been following this election for over a year because the primaries have been going on. It's a really long process.
It's an extremely long process. Like they must be exhausted.
Oh, like I think they go to like six rallies a day at the moment for the final stretch. And it's just like, you know, and it's actually been kind of, you know, just like a television show. You had like this huge eruption over Pussygate and then you had like, you know, and then in the final stretch, that final like Clinton leak from the FBI, which basically cast this huge suspicion on if the FBI was taking sides in a presidential election.
But that's the funny thing, right? It's like, we're investigating. No, she's clear. We're investigating again. No, she's clear. Still we're clear. Investigating again. It's like, dude.
Yeah. And it's been interesting. There's been a lot of articles starting to come out about, you know, the source of people's, like, you know, because the hatred of Hillary Clinton is really palpable if you look at stuff from the rallies. Like, they're wearing T-shirts like, you know, Trump that bitch and, you know, yep. Hillary sucks but not
up.
Like Monica.
Lock
yeah,
lock
and like, you know, or like they have, like, they've had like floats of Trump like executing her in an electric chair or lynching her.
He's offered to pay the legal fees of someone to assassinate her.
Yeah, but I think it's interesting because it kind of means that, you know, and because this is being televised and, you know, has become a media circus, like, never mind Three Ring, we're on like 16 rings at this point for the circus. Because, you know, they're all just splintering off as every little shit show starts up again.
Yeah.
But it's basically really had to make us confront double standards because Clinton has a very, very long record in public service and she's actually achieved a lot. I'm not happy with everything she's done, especially on environmental and foreign policy.
But, oh, and I want to come to stuff that...
But that woman, as far as like childcare, you know, as far as like, you know, increasing access to childcare, mm-hmm. as far as protecting reproductive health, as far as contraception, like she was in Beijing in like the 90s as part of a UN access. She's like, we have to stop separating human rights from like women's rights from human rights. Like that's been her thing for a while. And the just huge levels of anger that doesn't, people don't even seem to know why they hate her so much. They just know they do. Yeah,
and you know what I think it is?
They don't
trust pure
her.
And simple is because she's a woman.
Oh yeah.
I agree.
You know, and it seems so blatantly obvious to point that out, but I think it gets missed a lot. It's just like, no, it's because she's untrustworthy. No, it's because she's a woman. You don't like her because I think you said before the show, we have a history of only being comfortable with women in power if we can denigrate them.
Yeah.
You know?
Which Australia did very well with Julia Gillard. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Totally. Good on ya.
And I think what's missed is the sort of hoops that she's had to jump through, the structural barriers that have been in place for her to crash through
she's
to be able to get to where she
is. Like more than any other senator, and for really small things that she's always been cleared of by people who would find anything they could to stick to her.
Yeah.
So I think that's really interesting. I'm really hoping she wins. I'm hoping that she takes the Senate so she can actually pass something.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, you know, what happened with so I'm getting super political. But what happened with Obama, and, you know, I think 70% of Republicans actually believe Obama wasn't born in America. And, that he's Muslim. And that, so you basically had the Republican media completely like illegitimize his presidency. And they've already done it with hers as well, which means that the Republicans have basically decided that any non-Republican president shouldn't be there and only got there through cheating or is lying somehow or is somehow just not won. And that's just infuriating. So as much as I'm kind of glad they've brought this on themselves, I'm sorry that their loss isn't going to be as devastating as it should be.
Yeah.
But I also think it's appropriate that the first female president of a country that's kind of, you know, been the exporter of Western exploitation of women, you know, in Hollywood and everything like that. I think it's appropriate that her final opponent is like the living embodiment of misogyny.
Yeah.
And
he's
as far
the poster
as,
boy.
Yeah. And like, you know, she has, you know, she's got almost 40 years experience. So of course she's up against a guy who has none and is still being held as equal as far as their policies. Mm. Of course. Mm. Like, and I think in the fact that it's been so spread means that we can't ignore that. People cannot ignore the fact that a woman who is extremely qualified, who in every debate was clear and concise when he clearly hadn't bothered to prepare, you know, she is smarter, she is better, and she deserves it more.
I was actually saying to my wife last night, because we were been watching The Circus on Netflix, Stan, either or, and the latest episode is, you know, it's just been investigating Pussygate and the final debate and all that kind of stuff, and I just said to her, She has my utmost respect for not smacking Trump in the face during those debates, because I tell you what, some of the stuff that he was saying just made me clench my fists.
The bar was so low for him, though. Like, all he had to do was not say something hugely disgusting, and everyone would be like, he won. And even when he couldn't do that, they're like, he won.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, he didn't know anything about what he was talking about. No. Like, is that? really the standard to beat a woman. You don't
It was sad. You know, it's really sad.
The only way that he could really come back was to behave like a 13-year-old school kid. Like, well, this person, you know, she said
wrong.
Really, yeah,
wrong.
She said really horrible things about you.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that that is like, my God.
So I'm happy. I'm glad I got to see Alec Baldwin and Kate McKinnon on Saturday Night Live do the debates, because they were hilarious. I recommend if everyone, before we wake up tomorrow and find out what's in store, just check those out. Give yourself a bit of a laugh. Things will be okay, guys.
Then pray to whatever deity you want to pray to.
But we do have a bit of a message to send out. I did pick this song if we are ready to go. So this is Yoji, Fuck Donald Trump.
language warning. You're on
Big
Joy.
One.
You are on. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
You're on Triple Bypass. What was that?
I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Christina. Hello.
Yes.
Welcome back, guys. That was Fuck Donald Trump with Macklemore.
Yeah, baby.
We're having a bit of a brief chat about the presidential election, because it's the last time we can really talk about it, as it will be over. Hopefully soon, which will come with its own challenges, I'm sure. Mm. And I think we were talking as well, one of the big things that has come out of this is just the fact that, my gosh, there is still a lot of misogyny in the world.
And you know what I find really, really distressing is that there's a lot of misogyny in our community.
Yeah.
Like a heck load.
The queer community.
The queer community. Yeah. I had a friend who had an experience at a gay bar the other night where she was... She's queer. She's a lesbian. You know, she's one of us.
She's one of us.
And a guy was there and he kept putting his hand on her leg. And she said, can you please not put your hand on my leg? It's like, I haven't given you permission. Can you remove it? He says, well, you're in our turf, so you're just going to have to get over it. And he says.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty explicit.
And you know what? I've had that a couple of times as well. I've been at a gay bar and had guys come up and touch my boobs. It's the boob grab thing. Thanks, guys. And he's like, it's okay, I'm gay. And I'm like, that's not an excuse.
I think, you know, that's just the thing, and that comes through the fact that, you know, gay men are still exposed to all the same stuff everyone else is.
Yeah.
And that stuff's, you know, that's entrenched. Like this idea that women, you know, are there to be commented on and, you know, and to be looked at for physical attributes and stuff like that. And I know that you can reach out and grab. That, you know, that's kind of enforced.
Mm. Yeah. It's quite deep, isn't it? It's the hatred of the feminine. And I mean, so you look at, I think, one of the most used statements on Grindr profiles I read in the paper once was straight acting, which says something about how the gay male community even views femininity or effeminate males or acting men.
And I think the straights, a lot of straight men attribute like certain qualities as homosexual on men. Things like kindness and softness.
Yeah.
Good dressing. As, like, you know, and listen, I remember this guy was a friend of mine posted something on Twitter, and this guy was like, you know, about consent and how it's actually a lot more complicated and how men aren't actually being told what it is properly, and it's, you know, through media and through everything like that. And this guy was like, oh, all girls like different things. Some of them like, you know, kind and soft and homosexual type guys. I'm like,
what? Really?
Like, so yeah, and so basically this idea that, you know, softer, and I'm putting air quotes, feminine attributes with men indicate homosexuality, and that's negative. And I think it's, it's always been like really frustrating. And even like, you know, gay men who take on very feminine attitudes can still like be really proud of like the fact that they know nothing about the female body and stuff like that. And just like, oh, I don't know what that is. It's just like,
And the running joke in like, I mean, you know, I've been in the community a hell of a lot more lately than I have been in quite a few years, but the running joke is always like, you know, yeah, boobs are great to look at, but don't bring them near me because I'm terrified of them. Yeah, vaginas, I'm terrified of them. La 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 la. You know, it's gay men dressed up as women or gay men.
Well, it's not terrified. They say they're gross.
Well, they say they're gross.
And so there's a lot of shame there. There's that kind of shame put onto women that, you know, your bodies are actually disgusting.
Yeah.
And there's also that constant thing of like, I don't know what kind of guy I could be with a woman. Like, there's a lot of that. Like, we're seen as lesser. And, like, the fact is, you know, again, the world teaches men that they are more important. That's just how it is.
Mm. Teaches all of us that.
Yeah, it teaches everyone that men are more important. And how the amount of that we absorb that and or reject is different for everybody. But it is difficult when it happens in collective, in a group that we're trying to come in on, because then you have the divide that's been involved in the community a lot. And I think it's getting better as time, as, you know, new generations come in and that divide is lessening. But there is still, like, we still define our, like, the queer community still defines itself very heavily on gender.
Mm.
And as long as we keep doing that, it's all about the differences between us.
Mm. Yeah, and then we turn on each other, and we see that a lot in our community. And it's felt a little bit harder, I think, and you could speak to this more than I can, because I still have male privilege in a minority group, but it feels like more of a blow when it happens in the community, in our community.
I have to admit that, because I've been copying it a lot, because I wanted to also go into this concept of femininity and masculinity and all that, but I don't think we'll have enough time. But I'm femme, quite proudly femme, bordering a little bit on androgynous occasionally, but very femme, and I'm invisible. I'm invisible in gay clubs, and I could be dressed up to the nines, or I could be like normal. It makes absolutely no difference. I have to shout to be heard, and I work within queer clubs now. Like, it's actually part of my job as a manager to work with these people, and find it very, very difficult to go, hey, yeah, I don't have a dick, but you still have to listen to me.
Yes.
I think that can be a lot of it as well. It's not even so much comments. It can just be the fact that you're ignored and that your opinions aren't asked for or respected or wanted.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and when you do bring up things, I think it's similar to when you're bisexual and bring up, hey, can we not call it gay marriage?
Mm.
You know, people treat you like you're being a spoil sport.
Mm.
Like,
mm.
you know, can't you just get on board? It's just like...
I am on board. Just use a different language. Can you please?
Yeah.
But well, it's difficult. You know, but what we also need to remember is that it's not gay men who are raping and assaulting women.
No, and that's not...
So they have the attitudes, but, you know, there is... It does not extend as far.
That's not my point at all.
Yeah, no, of course.
But I went to a club on the weekend that is... I can't name it, obviously, but it's notoriously known for being... It's a gay male venue, basically. I had to sign a waiver before I entered that said that I could not dance provocatively, I could not express my sexuality, I could not do anything like twerking, I couldn't touch.
I couldn't twerk anyway.
My partner, regardless of their gender, because I was a woman.
Yes, I've seen that.
My husband/wife, Chrissy, was there dressed as Justin. She got through.
Mm.
No questions asked. That, you know, you have to show your license. And she was dressed up as a man, but her license, obviously, she's Kristen on her license. And they're like, okay, go through, man. And I'm standing there going, I'm queer.
Yeah,
this is a gay male venue, I got told over and over again. I'm not denying that at all, but you're telling me that I basically have to stand with my hands to myself.
This particular venue, without a name, is owned by quite a conservative person.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Look,
I know.
That is, it's very problematic. Look, I think that's different from having an all gay male or male space when it's a space for men to come and express themselves in a way that they understand it makes sense to them. Just like we might have all female only spaces where that's a very special space and it needs to be protected and supported also. I think that's different with what you're talking about, where there's a sort of outright sort of trying to control and dictate to women how to behave and be in the world.
Don't be a woman.
And it's just really frustrating, because I think one of the worst things is, one of the other things of the selection is, none of it's done purposefully. You know, it's not like these people at us are thinking I'm better than you. It's just that's, you know, how they think they can act. I don't know. It's all really confusing.
So far ingrained into the psyche of everyday people, men and women. Both. Yeah.
There's a really great book everyone should read called Fight Like a Girl.
Yes, Clementine Ford.
Yeah. Personal hero. And I think it's a really good manifesto about, you know, post-70s feminism, what it's like to grow up in this kind of post-feminist world where, you know, people basically like, well, sexism is over, and it's not quite right, but it's nothing overt anymore. It's all just insidious overlapping and overlays. And in that way, it's kind of worse because you haven't got as much to rail against. It's really difficult to kind of pinpoint what it is that's upsetting and is not right.
Well, also, I mean, I've been around since the 70s, so that this feeling of spending the last 40 years or so fighting against this assumption that I am a lesser human being because I happen to have a vagina.
Hmm.
It's and having comments from someone like Donald Trump, who may be running a very, very powerful country, saying things like grab them by the pussy, just kiss them, just do whatever the hell you want to because you can.
It's more like a separate species, I think. I think like a lot of the older guard of, you know, the men who kind of grew up and, you know, were already grown by the time the 70s and the civil rights movement started to come through, it's just more like they're alien, and that just there are some things women can't do because they couldn't be able to handle it because they're more emotional. You know, I think there was an article in The Guardian, you know, this girl, when she asked her dad at, you know, 10 why a woman couldn't be president, and it was things like that. He was sincerely saying, oh, because they're they're more emotional, because they're more maternal, because, you know, they're incapable of decision making. And he genuinely believed these things. And and, you know, and obviously now he, and it's great to hear that now he feels differently, but a lot of his mates don't. Mm. But that was, you know, that was what was being reinforced all the time. And like, just like nowadays, it's reinforced that women's emotions are always overreactions. Mm. That's kind of reinforced a lot in stereotypes you see in sitcoms and how people talk about things. So
you're crazy.
Anytime a woman comes in, like, you know, even a guy who loves her forever, his first thought will be, is she okay? Second thought is, it's probably not as bad as she's making out. Mm. Even if he's not aware or means to.
Yeah, we're not great at believing women. When they express themselves. So definitely. And look, and just to bring it back to the gay male spaces, you know, sexism and anti-feminine sentiments are quite rife, and there's a lot of work to do. There is.
I completely understand the need for a space. That's the gay males, and that's, they can feel safe. That's excellent. The unfortunate thing is that queer women don't actually have...
Our spaces are disappearing very quickly.
We don't actually have that. And as we were going through, I remember Kristen actually saying to the guy, women aren't the problem, mate.
Nice.
Because we're not. Nice. We're not the
we're not
problem.
Gonna, anyway, well, you're on Joy 94.9, which is the solution, not the problem. Stay tuned.
This is Triple Bypass. You're on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Anthony.
Christina.
And Ruby. We've been getting political.
Very political.
So political.
As we're all preparing to we wake up tomorrow to know who's the next president of the United States, the biggest military power in the world.
Oh, don't scare me.
So our fingers and toes crossed, everyone. Fingers and toes.
That's awkward.
Smash the old toe crossing.
The old toe.
I'm crossing toes.
I can't. I have to actually cross them with my hands, and then they'll stay crossed. Yeah. But I can't do it.
I can do it. I'm doing it right now. I'm also doing my
Maybe
Kegels.
Maybe I am
right.
too.
I'm also doing my Kegels right now. So
cross my eyes.
My eyes are actually lizard eyes.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, no one says anything about it because they're trying to be polite. But I've learned to live with it. Anyway, it's been great. It's been great chatting.
Andy,
as always.
Our producer, is just staring. Not.
I think he has the kind of the comfort, like the slightly disappointed dad look. Oh, kids, really?
Yeah.
You went there.
Oh. But thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's,
yes.
It's been fun to be here and chat, you know, after we had a week off last week, so it's good
we
to
did.
Be back.
Stuck yeah. into it, back in the deep end. And thank you, Gemma, for your suggestion of Vortex of Buys. So thank you for all your suggestions on tonight's show.
Oh, yeah, we also had a phaser of Buys.
Someone's been watching Star Trek.
Well, they say, because Buys seems to be the biggest size sci-fi nerds, I suggest the collective noun, a galaxy of Buys. This
Love
is all
it.
From Gemma. Thanks, Gem.
Gemma, I think I'm a sci-fi nerd. I don't think Anthony reads books. I'm pretty sure I listen
only
to that
ones with
I,
pictures, okay?
I remember that was from the show put together. Anthony's like, I don't read to an author we had on the show. Right.
Fiction. I don't read fiction.
Sorry, that's right. No, you're completely right. You don't. But sci-fi is fiction.
Yeah, but the word galaxy covers it, I think. We cover all bases. Yeah. So thank you, Gemma.
A bushel of Buys. I just thought of that.
Oh, I like that one.
A bushel, yeah.
I do like the alliteration.
Yeah. I've got a thing about alliteration, and it reminds me of that Guys and Dolls song. I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck.
Love it.
I love that movie because I'm pretty sure Frank Sinatra is in there for a little bit. He just appears.
Good old Blue Eyes.
Yeah. The Mobster King. We can say that right now. Like, it's cool. We can just
we
all
can
agree
say
that
well,
he
he's
was...
Dead.
Yeah, exactly. But has it been long enough that it's not going to be like... You know, people always get really upset. Like, remember him, how he was? Like, yeah, that's cool.
I'd be more concerned
he was
with
in the mafia.
Mobsters, like, banging on your door going, you're not supposed to know that.
Yeah. Well, I'll just kind of lie on the street, be like, I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that accent came up, but it did. Go with it.
We'll go with it. We always go with it. We're going to have to go with it all the way out.
Yes.
Not yet. We've still got a minute or so.
We do.
But as usual, guys, if you want to get involved, if you've got anything you want to say or anything you think we should cover, you can let us know on our Facebook page, which is Triple Bypass on Joy. You can also check out our podcasts, which are at joy.org.au/triplebypass. I almost said my other show. No,
yeah.
Triple Bypass. and there's a lot of cool stuff to check out there.
And a lot of cool things happening in the next few shows, so tune in.
Yeah, there are actually.
To find some awesome people to bring in, just hunt down the little bi tribes and congregate. We're forming connections. We are growing every day.
We're coming to get you.
Also, I want to say, just for in our last minute, the plebiscite is dead.
Woohoo!
decision.
And yeah, it is a good decision. And I think it is interesting to see just almost every LGBT, like every queer person I'm friends with on Facebook is just like, yay!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, any comment the Liberals made, like, you know, oh, they've ruined, like, they've ruined gay marriage. And it's like, no.
Please don't speak for me, A. B, it's not gay marriage. It's marriage equality, you
and
twerp.
And C, you can hear us partying from there. You're not fooling anyone. Anyway, it's still, we've got important things to do with too. We've got mental health. We've got youth homelessness. So many issues. Mm-hmm. But we can do it if we stick together just like we do. Like a bushel?
A bushel.
A bushel of byes.
A bushel of byes.
This bushel of byes will be back next week.
Hey.
This was Triple Bypass. You're on Joy 94.9.
See you next week.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.